I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's really big for someone as small as me.
There's nothing small about Briley Orton or her capacity to care. She said she found out a girl at school had cancer and was pretty sick. She wanted to help her and her family, so she organized a fundraiser.
We have about $4,000.
We had lots of help from our family and friends and lots of strangers that we don't even know, which is super cool. Yeah, tell her about what you did over spring break.
Over spring break, I did a bake sale and I raised $400 from that.
What kind of baked goods?
We made brownies, cookies, and cupcakes, and some lemonade.
6 hours of baking and individually wrapping everything and then making the signs.
I don't know who would pay $50 for a brownie, but we had several people do that, huh, Briley?
Yeah.
Briley says the girl at school got better, and the family said they were fine. They actually didn't need money. But mom, Brittany Orton, says Briley thought someone must need help. They heard of two other families in Enoch who did.
One, their dad has terminal cancer, and the other one, their mom and dad have cancer at the same time right now. So they're really struggling.
Briley's family says she's always been a caring and compassionate child, especially for others with disabilities. It comes from being a big sister to three other children, including the wonderful Chloe.
When Chloe was a baby, we just had figured out she had Down syndrome, and a lot of people helped us with that, and I just kind of wanted to give that to someone else.
They'd like to raise $10,000 for these two families. The Three Peaks Elementary School PTA is officially collecting all of the money. It started with a heartfelt note from Briley to try and get help.
Well, I'm not sure I can really say, sorry, I might get a little emotional, how proud I am of her. I've never met a more selfless kid in my entire life. And to see her be successful in this has really meant a lot. I think we've just learned that, you know, if you can put your mind to something and you have just a good idea and you're willing to put in the work, you can see results.
The fundraiser will last for a few more weeks. They hope to be able to present the checks to the families at a school assembly before the year is out. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.